one who was an eyewitness was directly on East Grand River at her hardware store when things broke out. Her name is Jean Dolphy. Take a listen.
Okay, and you work here at the supermarket that's kind of...
I work at the hardware store, Times.
Oh, a hardware store, okay. But yeah. It's kind of kitty corner across Grand River from where all this damage is.
You couldn't see barely out our windows. All you could tell was we were trying to decide if it was a tornado or straight line winds that was coming through because it was blowing everything and you could see pieces of stuff flying through the air. And it sounded like we thought all of our windows were going to explode because you could hear glass like snapping and popping, that kind of thing.
Gene, let me ask you a question. Whether it's a tornado or a straight line, why aren't you taking cover? Because it could have been the windows of your store.
Well, because I was yelling at everybody to get away from the windows.
Okay.
Because right before that, it started raining. And everybody was standing up there waiting for it to stop raining. Mm. And then when the wind came through, I was howling at everybody to get back away from the windows because we didn't know what was going on. And then the lights flickered on and off a couple times, and then they just went out.
You saw stuff flying through there. Did you see like a twist or did you see anything rotating or?
You couldn't tell.
Really?
It was raining so hard
and
the way the wind was blowing, you could not tell. Now, the girl that works in video said that her son, she lives over here off of Kent Street, a few blocks down, and her son was saying that he's seen a tornado come through and seen it touch down and then blow right back up.
Did people stay pretty calm in your store, or were they crowding toward the window, or did they listen to you and move?
At first, they didn't want to move, but you know, if you got to where you talked a little bit louder, then they decided, you know, to back up and get away from the windows.
And they took it seriously. You saw what was going on. You took it seriously.
Everybody took it seriously. Then,
did you hear any sirens? Any warning?
No.
No sirens. No warning.
You couldn't hear any sirens. Well, and the thing was that. You know, all you could hear was the wind was so loud that I don't even know if the sirens actually, if they would have gone off, if we would have heard them that well standing up there with everybody talking and shouting and
like
everything.
How loud? What did it sound like? Give me an approximation.
What it sound like?
Yeah.
I'd been in a
tornado. Like a train going by, a train whistle, a horn.
It didn't sound like a train. Like I've been in a tornado before,
and
how it's got that thunder roar.
Mm-hmm. It
just sounded like a lot of wind.
Okay.
And it was super loud, like the wind, not that thunder that you felt, and things vibrate, not that way.
How long before it was all done?
You mean as far as done raining?
Where you felt like you were safe and you could come out and take a look.
Oh, geez.
Was it pretty quick or not long?
It wasn't that quick. The way it just, because it seemed like there was a little lull and then it started blowing again. And we just stood there and waited. It was probably, I don't know, maybe 8-9 minutes. And then... You know, it just settled back down, and then it was just a rain. And you could actually see. And then you could tell that the signs had been blown out, that their sign was gone. I looked across the street and seen the car wash, and then there was that pine tree back there that was snapped. And then somebody said that there was a lot of damage down this way.
Right. And there is too close to downtown. So, Gene, when you find out that basically the injuries are pretty darn minimal, and so we watch stuff falling off, bits of flashing falling off this building right now as we speak. Do you feel like that maybe Portland dodged a bullet too?
Yes. There's been a few times when we said, wow, you know, other areas around here got hit, like Grand Ledge a few years ago and stuff like that, and we never got it really bad. You know, it was like, man, we were fortunate. We were really fortunate. But this could have been a lot worse than what it was. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, it was, you know, late afternoon. If it would have been like on a weekend, you know, on a Saturday, when everybody's out cruising around town, doing things, shopping, you know, all kinds of stuff like that, it could have been a lot worse than what it was.
And now you start cleaning up the mess and you hope that the next storm that comes through tonight and tomorrow that you don't have any more problems, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. I've already called the weather service to see how bad the second one's going to be.
You're tuned in now, aren't you?
Oh, we're real tuned in.
All right.
When I called and they said, you know, I says, hey, man, I'm calling from Portland. And he goes, holy cow, your town got really smacked. And I said, yeah. I said, so is the next one going to be just like that or is it going to be worse like you guys were thinking earlier in the day? Because originally they said the first round, and then the sun was going to come out. It was going to heat up. And the second round was going to be the bad one. That we were going to be seeing later on.
Right.
And I says, please tell me that it's not going to be any worse than this. And he goes, no. He says, but I got to give you the disclaimer. He says, anything can happen, you know, in a blink of an eye. But, so, yeah.
You're walking, talking, and talking to me. Thanks, Gene.
All right, that's Gene Dolphy. She was a good sport and an eyewitness there right along East Grand River in Portland, where dozens of businesses have been either damaged or destroyed, including the Goodwill store, which was pretty much just twigs afterwards, the Rite Aid drugstore there as well. There are some other businesses right across, churches damaged. I'm sure the church, the faith community will come together, assist with that, not just the insurance companies, who you would expect. More than 75 homes in eastern Ionia County, 5 people with some injuries. None of those were major injuries. They were treated there at the scene, and she said, and I think quite rightly, it could have been much, much worse.